This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of McDonald's and Wendy's burgers were on trial. Who won the battle of the bun? We'll talk about it, but the government doesn't shut down. That's the biggest thing coming out of the weekend. Plus, this 9-year-old who was abducted, thank goodness, was found alive. The nation holding its breath after they heard the story about the girl on her bicycle who vanished from a New York park, found safe. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as the world turns, here we are in the beginning of October. Think about it. 3 months left in the year. Already Christmas decorations are up, and in fact, I've seen some things for New Year's Eve celebrations. It's like, whoa, can we pump the brakes on all of that? Let's get through the pumpkins and the ghosts first, and then the turkeys. And then let's move on to the rest of the end of the year. It's been an interesting and wacky, I think, 2023, and it's going to get wild when we dip into 2024 because of the presidential year, the race, the push for real, and the primaries, what that's going to look like, some of these last debates that will happen heading into 2024. There's no debating this one, though. It doesn't matter. This is a happy ending. A 9-year-old girl vanished during a family camping trip in upstate New York. She was found safe Monday following a 2-day search. Charlotte Senna was located in good health. A suspect is in custody in connection with that disappearance. The details on this were so interesting because hundreds of law enforcement officers, we're talking forest rangers, and so many volunteers search this swath of a huge park in upstate New York after she disappeared when she was riding her bicycle. What happened was she was with her family. She wanted to do one more loop by herself. They said, oh, no problem, just go ahead. And then that was it. They found her bike. They knew something was weird when, you know, 10, 15 minutes went by. So they found her bike, but not her. The girl's family pleaded with the public for help in finding Charlotte. They just begged people, any tips to the state police, anything, anything. No tip is too small. Please call, please call. And sure enough, somebody saw something strange. Not so much right there at the campsite in that heavily wooded area, but at the house of the family, there was somebody that went up to the mailbox and dropped in, you know, opened it up, put in a letter, and scurried off. But somebody saw that, thought it was weird, and made a phone call. And sure enough, they got some DNA off of that envelope, and they were able to ultimately track it to a guy who had taken her to a camper on his mother's property, and the girl was found in a cabinet. And thank goodness, right? So that's the good news there. And all of the people that were on that search and all of the attention that was paid with the Amber Alert paid off. And it's so often that little thing that somebody sees that leads to a very, very big result. So that's very good news. The other big result over the weekend is the fact that, hey, the government isn't closed. So people who were worried about not getting checks, who were worried about working for free, that's not happening, at least temporarily. November 17th is the next deadline. This was a stopgap measure that has been put into play. It was signed over the weekend on Saturday by the president, I mean, minutes before midnight. So there's a lot of last-minute wheeling, dealing going on, but not cuts. None of that was part of this. The thing that will not be funded is aid to Ukraine. There's other ways around that, but not part of what would have been in this budgetary agreement. But that didn't happen. That wasn't going anywhere. So instead, a deal was cut that enough Democrats and Republicans would vote for. So Kevin McCarthy, who is still the Speaker, was kind of doing a little bit of a victory lap, but he's got a couple of people that want to take him down as the Speaker of the House, namely Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida who wants to see him ousted, says that he lied, cut a deal that he shouldn't have cut deal, and it was weak and just an absolute sham that he did that. So then you have Senator Lindsey Graham saying it is a disaster if the GOP and anybody else decides that they're going to oust McCarthy. He says it's a disaster for the future of the Republican Party. And he says the only way he loses his job is if a handful of Republicans join up with the Dems to fire him. That's not going to happen. He said Kevin has the overwhelming confidence of this membership and said he's the guy that we need right now. And the short-term deal is what had to happen. But, you know, despite the fact that you have lack of money, by the way, for the border, too, and Ukraine, because they had to keep the government open. They got 45 days to fix the problem so that this is not part of what's being discussed again, because then the CR will be up and that's what will happen. I don't think once the Band-Aid comes off, there's not going to be a deal. I think there will be a deal. But it was not looking like it. I really thought in my bones and in my conversations with people that this was going to be a shutdown. It did not happen. The president was back in court. He didn't have to go to court, but he decided that he wanted to be there. He looked very upset and was pretty defiant. He spent a day in court for some kind of a he spent a day in court for what I would call a testy start of a trial in a fraud lawsuit that could cost him control of Trump Tower and some other properties. He said after a break, after listening to lawyers for the New York Attorney General saying he was a habitual liar, he said it was a disgraceful Trump when he was asked by reporters that it was a disgraceful trial. The state's lawsuit accuses the business mogul turned president and his company of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by misstating his wealth for years in financial statements. He denies wrongdoing, voluntarily, like I said, attended the trial. He didn't have to go to it. He called it a sham, a scam, a witch hunt. He is, of course, currently the front runner for the 2024 presidential seat for the Republicans for the race. And he says that the Democratic judge is trying to thwart his bid to return to the White House. It's a non-jury trial, by the way. It's up to the judge. So it's up to the judge to decide what happens here. They're looking at $250 million in penalties and a ban on Trump doing business in New York. That would be part of what would happen here, depending on the results of what the judge decides after hearing testimony. And that could be a week. It could be shorter than that. It depends, because there's going to be, I think, some more testimony that's going to happen in this, and that this is one to watch. And then, of course, there's the other things that are going on with Trump and court. But this was really the first one, because you had a judge especially who was sitting on this one, and not, again, not a jury. Coming up, the man cave. What a wild weekend in the NFL. We're talking about it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Nightmare continues. Seattle took them apart. Monday night blowout, 24-3. Out in the Meadowlands, just at MetLife. New York's offensive line is a mess. A mess. And the New York Giants are 1-3. The Seahawks now 3-1 as a result of that. They just could not get anything going. You had so many things that just came apart at the seams, on the scene, and you had the Seattle Seahawks taking advantage of it, right? Seattle held New York back. They were playing without star running back Saquon Barkley for the second straight game. They held them to 248 yards in total offense. 6 of 16 on third downs. That's ugly. And they forced two turnovers. The Giant fans aren't happy. I have friends that are Giant fans. It's hard to get Giant tickets. If you want to get season tickets, you are on a long, it's like a legacy thing. You're on a long, long list. Maybe that list is going to get shorter and there might be some openings, some availability for some people. All right, that other New York team was at MetLife the night before on Sunday, and the story was huge. It was the Jets and Kansas City, and it, boy, it looked like the Jets were going to pull off an incredible upset, because it's been a really hard luck time for Jet fans. Aaron Rodgers is out. He, by the way, said on Monday he thinks he's going to be back after week 7, coming off of a bye, come in then for the Jets, that he's going to come back this year. We'll see if that happens or not. But in the meantime, you know, there was the pop superstar Taylor Swift, who was watching Travis Kelce and the Chiefs for the second straight game from a suite at MetLife with a bunch of famous people, and also Travis Kelce's mom was in the box, so you'd see lots of shots and conversation about that. But, you know, there were a couple of mistakes by Pat Mahomes, and the quarterback, the incredible superstar quarterback for the Chiefs, and the Jets were able to capitalize. But in the end, Pat Mahomes finds a way to win. And even in that game where they won 23-20, again, that's the final score, he became the fastest to 200 NFL touchdowns. He was 18 of 30 for 203 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 51 yards to set the franchise's career rushing mark for a quarterback. And then Isaiah Pacheco rushed for 115 yards and a touchdown on 20 carries. So there was a lot of things happening for the Chiefs in the end that made sense for them to win it, although it was interesting to see the Jets get back into this. It was terrible in the very beginning of the game. Poor Zach Wilson, the quarterback, just could get nothing going, really. There's no rhythm there. And they suddenly found some new life, so that was the good part there. The Cowboys took care of business against the Patriots. Worst loss for Bill Belichick. Ooh, 38-3. Cowboys 3-1, Patriots 1-3. Niners wallop the Cardinals. They are a great team. 4-0, 35-16. Cowboys play the 49ers this upcoming Sunday. That's going to be an exciting game, I think. Chargers cut by the Raiders, so they're 2-2, 24-17. The Eagles, it took overtime in front of their home crowd that wasn't happy about it, 34-31. So they are 4-0. Texans, a surprise team, it's just shellacked the Steelers, 36, C.J. Stroud, 306 passing yards, a couple of touchdowns. How about the Buccaneers? They're 3-1 with Baker Mayfield. They knocked off our Saints. What's happening, New Orleans? The Saints struggling. Derek Carr hated it. He said, this is stopping now. 26-9. The Vikings somehow held on. They are 1-3 with a 21-13 win over the Panthers. Easy time for the Bills. Boy, the Bills are loaded. They look so good. Josh Allen, 320 passing yards, four touchdowns, 48-20. 48-20, the final score in that one. The Broncos eked out a win over Chicago. Chicago was crushing the Broncos. They were beating them 21-7 at the halfway point and let them back in. How they let them win is beyond me, but Denver needed the win, and so did the Bears, because now they're 0-4, and the Broncos are 1-3. The Ravens beat the Browns 28-3. Titans knocked off the Bengals 27-3. And the Jags in the UK at Wembley Stadium easily beat Atlanta, beat the Falcons 23-7. We didn't have a nail the score winner this week. Maybe we'll get lucky and have one next week, and we'll see. But either way, there's going to be three gift cards that will be given away for anyone who plays. You're going to be entered into the drawing. So we'll definitely have some winners for that. Maybe we'll have a nail the score winner. The game was the Saints game, and everybody picked the Saints, and the Saints did not do it, so nobody was even close. And I got to give a shout out to the Lions. People have really written the Lions off, including me. The Lions are 3-1. They beat the Packers at Lambeau Field 34-20. You have to like what they're doing. I think they're an interesting team. They're always that team that's, could this be the year? Could this be the year? And they did it for, you know, they beat the Packers for a fourth straight time. How about that? And Detroit has built on some momentum. They had momentum at the tail end of last year, and they have definitely taken that in to this next season. It is a different season when you talk about Major League Baseball and the playoffs, and that's where we are at this point. I mean, the regular season has passed us by. We're into October. So now that we're into October, we're into, you know, wild card stuff that's going on this week. For me, I just can't even believe it. What are the odds that I would be in Texas just awesome Texas for such a big chunk of my life. Moved to Florida, and guess who's playing? The Rays and the Rangers. The Rays and the Rangers. That's going to be an interesting wild card matchup. But that's not the only matchup. I mean, when you look at, when I look across the board at all the teams that are in this, and of course you have the usual suspects, right? And you think about last year, it was the Phillies and the Astros. It came down to that, and the Phillies, lost. Now you've got, like I said, the Rangers and the Rays in the AL wild card game, another AL wild card game, and these all start on Tuesday afternoon. Blue Jays take on the Twins. That's at Target Field in Minneapolis. So beware of the traffic there. And then NL wild card, you have the Diamondbacks and the Brewers. They start in Milwaukee. The Marlins and the Phillies, they start in Philadelphia. And you know, it is like a different season when you get into the playoffs. Anything can happen, especially with the wild card teams that I just mentioned. All of those teams, you think of, I mean, the Phillies finished with 90 wins, the Marlins 84, the Brewers had a really, had a good streak this season, 92 wins. The Twins were a fun team to watch. The Blue Jays were in it all the way. I couldn't imagine that they wouldn't get in it. The Rangers were fun to watch this season, and the Rays were incredible, especially in the beginning of the year. They just could not lose. But, you know, it comes down to pitching and defense, and are you going to get the offense you need? And sometimes what looks good on paper just doesn't play out when mistakes are made or somebody is heroic and clears the bases. And this is, to me, the best time to watch baseball other than, believe it or not, spring training. Because I think when you go to spring training, there's so much access and there's that excitement, that buzz in the air. And this is fun. It's going to be fun to watch. And, of course, we'll have it for you in the man cave. Yeah. I have a feeling I will see a few of those games, right? I have a really, really good feeling about that. James Harden, fear the beard, doesn't have a good feeling about Philadelphia. Not at all. He is still looking for a trade. He wasn't at 76ers media day. The president of basketball operations didn't, you know, really want to talk about it. But he named the players, and he spoke about the team's chances. And then finally, Daryl Morey addressed James Harden. He said he's not here today. He continues to seek a trade. We're working with his representative to resolve that in the best way for the Sixers and hopefully all parties. Mysterious. Margaret Lou Collins joins us next. Boy, does she have a tale to tell from rags to riches in real estate. Stay with us.
Don't forget your beans.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Reports indicate intense fighting in the vicinity of another hospital in northern Gaza on the 45th day of the Israel-Hamas conflict. UN officials disclosed that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the hospital Sunday, but numerous staff and patients still remain inside. Simultaneously, negotiators are reportedly nearing an agreement to secure the release of some of the more than 240 hostages believed to be held by Hamas. Today marked President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. Despite his age, Biden maintains that he is capable of handling the responsibilities of the job. However, a recent Reuters Ipsos poll revealed that 77%, including 65% of Democrats, believe Biden is too old to be president. AAA says 55 million individuals will head out this Thanksgiving holiday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Virtual green room. The name of her book is God is Good. Here on Author's Corner, we're going to talk to her about her life, how she arrived at this point. And this is a revised second edition, by the way, of this book. So she joins us on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Margaret, thanks for coming on to talk about your book.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to share the goodness of God.
So let's talk about your beginnings. You were born in China, but you were born when it was a time of war. And what was that like for you, and what was that culture like for you? And you talk about it in the book.
Right. I was born when China was in the most tumultuous time. I missed China's own civil war between KMT and communism, and between in Japanese invasion and Second World War. And on the second day of my birth, my mother and I were carried out on a bamboo stretcher from the hospital to a bomb shelter while the Japanese mercilessly bombed Chongqing, China.
Wow. And how long did you live in China, your family, before you found your way to the U.S.?
Actually, my father was sent to the United States. The family moved to China. From China to United States when I was 4 and 5, and then we moved back to China. In 1948, we escaped to Hong Kong.
Wow.
When the Chinese Liberation Army was moving down from Beijing to Shanghai.
Wow. So for you, what was that like, especially as an older child, what was it like dealing with the things that you had to deal with around you?
Well, I was grown in a family, although I'm much loved, but it's a patriarchal family, and also girls were second-rate citizens, and we did not have any religion. So most Chinese family worship ancestors. My family are not to the extent, but just once a year during Chinese New Year, we host a dinner for the passed away ancestors.
Yeah, and you know, you go from that, as you say, the patriarchal society, to then when you're married, you have a difficult marriage with, you know, abuse you have to deal with, which you talk about that, and then you have two young kids. So what was the power of God for you in dealing with all the things you had to deal with?
Well, at 13, I went to an evangelical meeting. I'm going to backtrack a little bit, where the pastor talked about John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I so desire a God and a heavenly father that is not partial. So that night I accepted Jesus as my savior publicly. And interestingly, from that point on, I had this joy, unspeakable and full of glory, and I walk around being very happy. But I became rather than be a sort of passive, submissive child, I just have this joy in me. So my father did send me to college in the United States, so I went to Berkeley, and I married a brilliant physicist student, Chinese student, who adored me and put me on the pedestal. And we got married, but unfortunately, after a year or so, he turned to be a negative, demeaning, constantly criticizing, belittling person. So at that point, I became desperate and so very hopeless, thinking I have no value. And so there was one incident that triggered me to have a true encounter with God. And that was when he threw my son against the wall for no reason at all. That day, I said to God, I never talked to God disrespectfully, and Chinese were raised to be very respectful. But I said, God, if you're a God of love, how can you watch my son being treated by the father like that? I said, I don't mind being treated badly by my husband now that you want to train my character to be more resilient, that you want to move me through fire so you burn away all the, you know, rubbles. But not like that with my son. 2 weeks later, my ex handed me a divorce paper. And that was quite a relief to my children and I. But he did not pay any child support and alimony. And my financial go right into dire state. And but then I feel much more comfortable because God answered my prayer. So I went to God. I said, God, I did a calculation that to put my two children through college, I need $100,000. And my children were then 8 and 12. And I waited on God, and I waited on God, and God finally said to me, Margaret, I think you should go into real estate. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, how can I do real estate? I have never had that background. God said, you are against the wall and you have nowhere to go. You asked me for my best advice. That's my best advice. I said, okay, Lord. So I step up in faith. I step up in faith, and interestingly, God gave me ideas that I should finish my my license in 3 months. I went to 3 junior college all at once. And then within 2 months, I become the top sales in my real estate firm. But then the Lord also put in my idea, because residential real estate requires Sundays, requires weekends, which my children are home. So I was led to go into commercial real estate. And that is when I really saw the goodness of God, how he answered me and prospered me that I can adequately supply financially for my two children. my first transaction was a 300-unit apartment, which my client made a lot of money. And my second transaction was some land transaction of 60 acres that he bought for $3 million, paid a down payment of $1.2 million, and in 2 years made $15 million net of all cash, I mean all loans and interest payment. And that is how God blessed me. So when he made that big win, all the people, tycoons from Hong Kong, called me. Well, the reason that these tycoons are willing to buy real estate in Texas is, which is unbeknownst to me, that was only 1978 to 1985, they were in anticipation of 1998, the handover of Hong Kong back to China from the British Crown Colony status. So they were moving assets out of Hong Kong. So most of my clients that invested with me returned 2 to 10 times in 2 to 5 years. Now, Kate, that is the blessing, the supernatural blessing of God. No amount of my hard working or brilliance will come to this kind of fruition. So I thank God for being so good. So in my life, God has 4 divinely, supernaturally interventions that bless me. So that was the one. And also, I invested in a piece of land, put down $50,000, and in 90 days turned $1 million. And that's how God turned me $1 million in 5 years after my divorce. Should I go ahead and tell you about how God miraculously delivered my son from a near death?
Yes, we have a couple of minutes left. Tell us that, because all of this, by the way, for people listening, is in the book. It's snapshots of believing and what has happened to Margaret and when she was down on her luck and how she turned it around. So tell us about that.
Okay, real quickly, my son is an IQ of 160, but was hit by a drunk driver and immediately went into coma. And the internist says he wouldn't even survive the night, but he did. And not only that, then the internist, then the neurosurgeon said he will be a vegetable for life. But today, he graduated from USC in 3 years, and he has 2 MBAs from China. So the point I want to say is, I want to emphasize the verse, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Jesus, God said, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about the future for you to have hope. So God also said, if you call on me, I will hear you, I will listen to you, and I will answer you. So I want the audience to know that God is real. God is here for you. He is my Savior. He is your Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer, Guidance, Comforter, Encourager. So I changed from a very passive, second-rate citizen to a joyful, happy, full of hope, prosperous, first-rate citizen in God's kingdom. And not only that, God is a God of second chance. I am now in a very happy marriage. I have a wonderful husband that loves me, supports me. So I want you to know, all of you to know that turn to God. He will transform you. He will turn you over. And so I used to be very worried all the time, stressful all the time. I don't worry and stress anymore because I know all things are possible with God, with this very awesome good God, which is good all the time.
Wow, and that's the name of the book. You say it, and you have those stories in the book. What's happened to you? God is good. Margaret Lou Collins. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. God bless you.
guys, why settle for poor quality powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In our virtual green room. His book is called Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching. Wait till you hear his story. Thanks so much for coming on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Tom, appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good being on.
So let's talk about Shot in the Mouth, that part of it. You told me, I mean, here you were, such a young guy, and thanks for your service, but you were in Vietnam, and you talk about your first mission and what happened. Tell us about what happened to you in Vietnam.
Well, I just turned 18 years old when I went to Vietnam, and in fact, one of my nicknames there was, it was called the Kid, just because I was so young, And we just went in this one outfit, they needed, some guys. And so, they lined us up and I was a tank driver and that's what I was, trained for, but they needed guys. So we ended up being an infantryman. And then they, for some reason, looked at me and said that, you're going to carry the radio. I had no clue what that meant. And I found out later on it was about a 45 pound, thing you put on your back. And then found out later on, not when I was there, but later on, that that's one of the most dangerous jobs to have because that's what they shoot at first. They see an antenna sticking up. And so we went on our first mission. Didn't have to get any problems with the first mission. It was later on when we started really getting firefight. And then back in there, because I went there in November and February, we were chasing these one Vietnam. And we didn't realize that we was going into a horseshoe trap. And this was February 14th, Valentine's Day. We lost them. We stopped. I leaned my radio up against a tree, which I usually do because it's heavy. and I heard a zing zing going by me, and instead of having my army instinct, I didn't fall. I just turned around and looked, and then one of the rounds hit the ground, bounced up, went into my jaw, lodged into my cheekbone, and I ended up losing about 50% of my jaw and about 9 teeth. And it spun me. Well, they kept shooting because they hit their radio, so it spun me completely around. And instead of leaning up against the tree with my back, I was on the ground looking at it eyeball to eyeball. And I kind of went in some sort of shock. I mean, it never passed out, but I heard people, all my guys around me, yelling for medic, and I didn't know who was hit. And I kind of rubbed my cheek and my chin, and I looked, and I seen the blood, and I said, oh, man, it must be me. And so I started yelling, and then, of course, when I yelled, I loosened the bullet came out, the piece and all that stuff came out, and I had the bullet in my hand for a while, but then my medic came and wrapped my head up, My first question was, before I started swelling and couldn't talk, because I was engaged to my wife, and I said, am I going to still be able to kiss Sandy when this is all done? He kind of laughed. He said, yeah, you will. I said, okay, but I thought he was lying because I thought I was a mess. And so he wrapped me up, and then we couldn't get out because there was so much firefight going on, so we had to wait there the whole night, and we got out the next morning and ended up going to the hospital then.
Wow. So you go through that, you know, you're in Vietnam, you come back and you're a pastor, and you realize that you have to have a sense of humor to get through life because of the things that happen, just like what happened to you.
Because as a result of that, it changed my whole speech. I stutter now. I have a hard time pronouncing words. And so, you know, yeah, of all things for me to get into, being a speaker, which is absolutely berserk. But yeah, my there's no question. My strange sense of humor got me through all that. Even when I was in the hospital, I thought my mom and dad heard about me getting hit, and so I wrote them a letter about these red ants. They have red ants over there. I call them vampire ants. They walk up your arm and sting you and bite you in the neck and fat. So I wrote a comic thing about that. I just said, I had 100,000 red ants attack me, and one of them had a gun and shot me in the mouth, and I'm just carrying on, thinking they already heard. I was trying to lighten the load for them. But when they got the letter, the Red Cross somehow got mixed up. They didn't know I was hit. So they were reading this letter, and they said, what Tom's talking about? And then my dad seen the letterhead, which was Long Bend Hospital, and they said, well, you know what? I think he is hit. So they contacted the Red Cross, and they found out, yeah, I did get hit, you know, and so. But yeah, my sense of humor is—I still have it. I'm so positive. I enjoy life, and I just don't let anything get me down.
And do you think that's what's made you enjoy your life, get through life, be able to help others? Because it's not just what happened to you in Vietnam, but you talk about a heart attack, you talk about prostate cancer, and things that touch lots of people's lives.
Yeah, definitely. That was just in the last 8, 9, 10 months. I had prostate cancer, went to radiation, and then about 3 months after that, I had a heart attack and I had a couple stents in my one artery. It was 99% blocked, and I got a little small one, about 50%. But yeah, I read a small book a long time ago. I mean, a long time ago, and it was just titled "Happiness is a Choice," and it's true. I mean. I'm not belittling people that have problems and how they get through them and then maybe not get through them, but I just chose, no matter what goes on in my life, I'm not going to let that get me down because, I mean, I'm going to choose that. I mean, you know, no matter what. I mean, and so that's kind of how I live. I thought of that when I was a young age.
So tell us, Tom, what people can expect in the book.
Well, a friend of mine is in Michigan, and he just begged me to write a book, and because he knows, and I've known him for 20 years, he knows all my stories, and I talk about all we talk about, and he's interested in all that, and he just said, he just begged me to write this book, and I said, I don't want to write a book, I don't know how I even started it, and so the last time I talked to him on the phone, he convinced me, I said, okay, I'll write it, what do I do? So we come up with a cover, a picture of me with my radio on, you know, an 18-year-old in the barracks, and then we come up with a, to get their attention, go right into your first mission in Vietnam. So I did that, and then I just went back and forth to my home life, and just went back and forth, and the unbelievable thing about this, a month later, after I agreed to the charity that I would do this, he passed away, 59 years old, with COVID, and so I just felt really and I had to do this now. I don't know if anybody can get from heaven down to earth and haunt you, because I think Cherry would do that if I didn't write this book. So I was on pressure. I was pressured to do it. So I did that. I did it because of, that's why I dedicated the book to him, because, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even wrote it. And I hand wrote it each chapter at a time. I'd read it to my wife, which was the woman I talked about. If I remember where to kiss again, well, you see my wife now, we've been married 54 years. And so, and I'm still kissing her. I just hand wrote each chapter. She would listen to it. And then once I did that, I typed it into the computer and, looked for a publisher. And the rest is where we're at now.
What was the most challenging thing, I guess, about writing this book?
Probably just bringing up some things I haven't thought about for a while. When I would be writing it and then reading it to Sandy, my wife, I mean, there's times where I would just cry because it just brought some things up, what affected me and things like that. So I think those things and really wanting to make it, when I really started getting into the book, I really wanted to make it a real, and that's who I am anyway, a positive book, but I also wanted it to be a book that's going to help maybe another veteran, or not even a veteran, but someone that's going through a crisis in life that just can't get over it. Hopefully it'll be a benefit for them. And then people to see my transformation of my life, of being a non-Christian to a Christian, because it did take place. And then all of a sudden I'm in Bible college and I'm thinking, what am I doing? And so I was in ministry 40 years before I retired about a year or so ago.
Wow. And we're speaking with Tom Williams. His book is Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching. Did it feel good? Because you think of your friend, what happened, his encouragement, and then the book comes out and you actually see the book and your wife had helped you, put this together. What was that feeling like when you saw it?
When the first copy came to our house, I cried like a baby. I could not believe it. I mean, because anybody knows me, I'm just a real common kind of person, and to be able to do this, and even on what I'm talking to you now, is just overwhelming for me. I mean, because it's overwhelming. And yeah, I couldn't believe it when I got the copy in my hand and I looked at Sandy, my wife, and said, "Look at this. This just really happened." I mean, and so it's just incredible. It's encouraging me that the number of copies have been sold, and people that from our church and our friends and wherever are buying it and giving it for gifts. And I mean, it's very, very, very humbling to me. God gets all the credit, because I mean, it's just so humbling to me that what's going on here.
Yeah, could you have ever imagined that, being a young teenager walking in the jungles of Vietnam, and then what happened to you to come full circle the way that you have?
Well, I'd say my English teacher in high school is rolling over a grave saying, "Tom Williams wrote a book. I barely got through English class." And I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah, so yeah, it is overwhelming. I mean, it really, really is. I know some people think I'm trying to be humble, Bob, but I very am humble, because it's wild to me.
Yeah, it's good. I love the cover. It's so inspiring. Your story is so inspiring. Shot in the Mouth and Still Preaching, Tom Williams. Pick it up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Tom, thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate this. I really do.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.